You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
There remains little to separate South Africa and Pakistan after 3 days of the second test in Cape Town. After another day which swung this way and that, Pakistan lead by 112 runs, having lost 3 second innings wickets. At the start of the day, it was the tourists who would have held hopes of taking the advantage, leading as they did by 199 runs, but by the end, and following the exploits of Robin Peterson, Dale Steyn and Vernon Philander, they were probably relieved just to be still standing. Peterson had been South Africa's early saviour and hit a career-best 84 to limit their arrears to just 12. Disaster then struck for Pakistan in their second innings as they lost both openers for ducks. Steyn and Philander claimed one apiece, and when Yunis Khan became Steyn's second after tea, a collapse was possible. However, Misbah Ul Haq and Azhar Ali dug in and took their side through to stumps without further loss. Azhar reached the close on 45 of 134 balls, with Misbah on 36 of 81. Australia's trio of spinners got a bit of a mauling at the hands of India's second-string batting lineup on the opening day of their final warm-up match ahead of the first test in Chennai. Nathan Lyon, Xavier Doherty and 19-year-old Ashton Agar each leaked runs at least 4 per over as Gautam Gambhir responded to his axing from India's test squad by hitting 112. The Australian pace bowlers were all much more economical, conceding runs at around 2 per over, but unable to provide the early breakthroughs that were required. India A eventually reached stumps on 338 for 4, with Manoj Tiwari and Rohit Sharma both having contributed 77. Pakistan leg spinner Danish Kaneria's appeal against his lifetime ban for spot fixing, imposed on him by the ECB, will be heard on the 22nd of April. Kaneria has not played any form of cricket since March 2012, after Pakistan Cricket Board said that it would stand by any decision from the English counterparts, a decision that is in line with the ICC's anti-corruption code. Kaneria was found guilty of bringing the game into disrepute by encouraging your junior Essex teammate Mervyn Westfield to underperform in return for money in a limited overs match in 2009.